This may strike you as counterintuitive, but Afghans are more optimistic about their country's future than we Americans are about ours. An opinion poll commissioned by the BBC, ABC, and ARD and conducted in Afghanistan bears this out. 70% of Afghans say their country is heading in the right direction. 40% of Americans feel that way. And, get this, 72% of Afghans approve of the job President Hamid Karzai is doing. President Obama's approval ratings are about 50%. The BBC's Mark Dummett is in Kabul. Mark, we get lots of bad news from Afghanistan about violence, corruption, electoral fraud. We've heard many interviews with individuals recently denouncing the foreign forces as occupiers, much as the Soviets were seen. How does this poll jive with your own reporting in Afghanistan?
Well, it surprised me. It surprised many of the Afghans who I've spoken to today as well, be they people in the street or politicians or civil society activists who I've been able to interview. It surprised all of us because, as you say, the news has been so unrelentingly awful, really, for the past 12 months. That's why everybody's really so surprised by these results. But they are extremely interesting and revealing, because what they seem to suggest is two things, really. That now that the election process is basically out of the way, Afghans are prepared to fall behind President Karzai, and they're also relieved that that process ended without a return to a fully fledged civil war. And secondly, there's a belief maybe that General Stanley McChrystal's new counterinsurgency strategy for Afghanistan is working, because levels of support for foreign troops, particularly US troops, has gone up. People blame them less than they did a year ago for civilian casualties. And of course, that has been one of his main drives, really. So that seems to have paid off, and that could be one of the major reasons why people are feeling a bit more positive about the direction this country's going in.
Mark, let me ask you specifically about that. What were the responses like in the poll to the international mission, and especially attitudes towards the American forces?
The BBC and ABC have been carrying out these surveys since 2005. Well, in 2005, 68% of Afghans said that the US was either doing an excellent or a good job here. That fell back to 32% last year, but it's gone back up again to 38% this year. Now, a small rise, but the American military leadership here will no doubt be looking at these figures and thinking, well, you know, the downward trend has been reversed, and we are becoming more popular. And that trend is replicated in some of the other statistics that come out of this survey. And as a reverse, support for the Taliban has dropped this year.
There's an interesting detail on the Taliban. The approval has dropped, but 43% of Afghans want an Islamic State, and that's ahead of the 32% who want a, quote, democracy. What do you make of that?
Well, I mean, that doesn't really surprise me, and this goes some way towards explaining this apparent contradiction between the high numbers of people who believe that President Karzai in some way or other stole his re-election, but those who still support him as president. I mean, a lot of Afghans, as this survey shows, believe that American-style democracy is just simply the wrong system of government for Afghanistan. I mean, people don't think that simply works here. And of course, you know, this country's never really seen this before. It's an experiment, really, which a lot of people here would argue is failing.
Now, the poll itself, as you say, they've interviewed people in all 34 provinces. They've spent 2 weeks in December interviewing. The margin of error is plus or minus 3%. But there are regional differences, and there's terrible insecurity in parts of the East and the South. Do we know that the people pollsters had access to would be representative of the places they were in?
Well, they do admit. I mean, obviously, there are some parts of the country which they simply couldn't get to. So while they did visit every one of the provinces, they couldn't get into all the districts. They couldn't get to some of the villages which they wanted to, because either of extreme Taliban presence or because of fighting. But they do say that they were able, as far as possible, to speak to a genuine sample of Afghans, including those living under the control of the Taliban.
That's the BBC's Mark Dummett in Kabul. Thanks very much.
Thanks.